Clouds of smoke rising out of the forests around the city of Prescott may look ominous, but this is not a wildfire. This fire was set deliberately by the men whose job it is to prevent and fight fires. The man in charge of this so-called prescribed burn is Prescott National Forest firefighter Bob Travis.
The main objective here is to get the fire back into its natural role in the ecosystem and reducing the fire hazard.
Travis says drought and an invasion of bark-eating beetles have combined to create tons of combustible material on the forest floor. This material could fuel destructive fires if it's not burned off under controlled conditions. Travis says crews on a prescribed burn both set fires and confine them within specified lines of control.
We have people out here today that are igniting, doing lighting, and then we have a large amount of people out here doing holding, making sure that it stays within those lines.
So we still have this little bump here.
Bob Travis says such burns are only conducted when weather conditions are right, with little or no wind. This is hard, dirty work carried out by the same men who face danger in fighting fires that get out of control. Local bicycle rider Nathan Wasserman sees them as heroes.
Just brave men, doing what other people would rather not be doing.
By maintaining the forests around the city, the firefighters protect Prescott from danger. Like many other old western mining towns, Prescott suffered disastrous fires in its early days when firefighting methods and technology were relatively primitive. But the main danger today is for people who have built homes on hilltops outside the city or in areas close to the forest. Homeowners in these areas clear brush from around their property to reduce potential fuel for wildfires, and they rely on the Forest Service to do the rest. The prospect of a prescribed fire getting out of control might worry some, but not John Pendergraft, whose house is tucked into the mountainside next to the forest.
As far as I'm concerned, the Forest Department, it's a miracle we even have them the way they do everything. They know what they're doing when they prescribe. I know there's cases of accidents, but, you know, they know what they're doing.
The Forest Service firefighters will carry out dozens of these operations in the weeks ahead to protect the trees and the people who live near them. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Prescott, Arizona.